Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, is here now. And Kim, prices have dropped about 80 cents in the last few weeks. Give us an idea of what's going on.
Well, we got that rally, and we got the rally on lower hard red winter wheat production in the United States. The spring wheat, or the U.S. spring wheat crop, significantly lower than we expected several months ago. You look around the world at the hard wheat producing countries, Australia down 30%. Actually, every country but Argentina was expected to be lower, but now the Russian crop, and they're the highest producer of the hard wheat. It looks like their production for 17 will be about the same as it was for 16, and that was a record crop. And I think that higher Russian crop is causing prices to go down. Plus, you know, prices, when you get bad news, they will swing like a pendulum, and I think they swung too high. They adjusted for that, and then they adjusted for the increase in Russian production, maybe Ukraine production, and I think that's had a psychological impact on our market, and they've taken it back down, and hopefully, like the pendulum, that has swung too far down, and it'll come back up now.
What do you think will happen in the next few months then, looking ahead?
Well, now our marketing year trend is normally set in late August, September, and October. So when we start getting more information on this foreign crop, and remember the total foreign crop, hard wheat production for the world was expected to be about 13% lower, but all wheat in foreign production is expected to be about the same as last year. We've got to watch that coming in for the next few months. They're going to watch Australia and Argentina. I think it's going to remain to be volatile. Hopefully we'll gain from some of this price back, but I don't think we'll go any lower, so I think we'll have slightly higher prices.
Okay, Kim, thanks a lot.